Hello, welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Pop bottles.
Mm-hmm. And yo. So, yeah, I'm glad you came back. Sorry for our previous
broadcast. No, never apologize. No. Like, we rocked this boat.
That's like, you asked for, what is it, asked for forgiveness, not permission?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And Daniel's back for a second mini episode, he provided this wine.
Delicious.
Doing Italian. some Allegrini Valpolicella from Northern Italy.
So, yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, we did that kind of a holdover from the Scorsese podcast. He's Italian, so we're doing some Italian wines. And yeah, it's good.
Italians?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like a good Sunday day drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do this more often.
We got Kit Kats and red wine and just...
I put a post on it.
Doing all
kinds. Oh yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
We got Reese's peanut butter cups too, to totally ruin the flavor of any wine we're drinking. Yeah, but we also have Kit Kats with dark chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Darker the berry.
I don't get it.
No.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about Star Wars and The Mandalorian and The Rise of Skywalker upcoming. So
yeah.
We're going to start with Taylor this time. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think I said it in previous podcasts.
This is a bridesmaid.
Yeah. It's like... well, Josh, this is a short podcast. It's like, yeah.
Go to hell and you die.
Drink some water.
Yes, you deserve to die. I hope you burn in hell.
I think I said it, not being a Star Wars nerd. I'm just a fan of the films. Like, I don't go deep into the stories. I don't really, they're from this planet. And I know we talked about this definitely in a previous podcast, about I didn't understand why the second one, everyone was so bummed out about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, because I kind of liked it. I liked it as just a moviegoer watching it and not being a quote-unquote fanboy about it.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking super ass excited about it. Like, I'm, it is longer, and I've heard that it ties
two
up.
Two and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it ties up a lot of stuff, like maybe even stuff from like, 4, 5, and 6, maybe? It's like, is that right? I can't.
Yeah.
It's like, it's wrapping a lot of stuff up. So, like, to me, that's kind of cool. But not being, like, the super Star Wars fan, I like the second one, but I am super excited for this one.
Yeah.
Like, just for the visual effects and just, the fact that it takes place in outer space, which is so cool.
It's Star Wars.
It's fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Travis?
That's on you, Travis. Oh, hey. Yeah, I just stopped.
there were parts of the second one that I didn't get, and I'm not full-blown, super fan that just, hated it and all that for all the misogynistic reasons, but when I was watching it, the entire subplot with Rose and Finn, didn't move the story forward at all. It was an opportunity to go to the casino and have a whole bunch of celebrities that were wanting to be in a Star Wars movie be like, oh yeah, I'm in this frame. I'm a weird alien number 3. Like Matt Damon's in there, I think, or something. I don't
Daniel
know.
Craig?
Yeah, he's Daniel Craig. He's a trooper.
No,
yeah.
He was in the first one, I think.
I think he's in the second one too.
Oh, is he?
He's in there.
I think he was a stormtrooper, maybe in the Force Awakens.
Yeah, because when he's in the scene where Kylo freaks out, a stormtrooper walks in there, and then he just walks. He's like, no, this isn't my scene.
Yeah,
Kylo's having a temper tantrum.
But yeah, I mean, I like the villain Kylo Ren. I don't know if they're gonna build it up where he and Rey are siblings again, having that weird will they won't they. But the last trailer does look dope.
It does,
and I like that Palpatine's back, because I've thought for years that they're gonna do some kind of some D&D nerd that he's gonna be like a lich kind of in D&D terms, or like a Voldemort where he either possesses bodies and hops around, or
He's got some Horcruxes out there, so he hides his body. In the early Star Wars, Palpatine is telling a young Anakin about Darth Plagueis the Wise, who could regenerate himself, and he has that smirk on his face where you're like, are you talking about yourself?
It's Darth Plagueis. Yeah, that's exactly.
Or is he lying? Because the point of the movie of Anakin turning is thinking that he can save somebody from dying.
Yes.
And that's the fear leading to anger. Sorry, I'm going so long on
this.
But fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. It doesn't start as a hateful person. It's someone who's too afraid of the natural things in life and the balance of the Force. Yeah, Star Wars is good.
That was him being is it possible to learn this part? Like, not from a Jedi.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, but it's like, in D&D, there's necromancy, and there's like black necromancy and then white necromancy. And white necromancy is like being able to heal people and like, you know, tend wounds and stuff. And like darker necromancy is being able to raise people from the dead or like possess or, you know, any of that weird shit. But yeah, that's I've thought that Palpatine is actually his master, Darth Plagueis, or whatever, for the longest time, that he's just hopping bodies, you know, to, he can't live forever, but he can, you know, raise up a second Sith Lord and then be like, all right, now that your training is to a point, now I can take you over and now I can live your life. That's how he's, you know, kept living for so long. So when I heard that he was going to be in the next movie, I was like, this is badass. Hopefully this will answer some of those questions. I'm down.
So basically, like, he'll just, like Voldemort style, like possess somebody, you know, like Voldemort does in the earlier movies, of like just take over and, and control their actions. And that'd be kind of dope.
Yeah.
I would like that. I'd be pretty excited.
Me too.
So, and I'll be curious to see how they handle the Carrie Fisher thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Yeah. They said that, that she plays an important part in the story.
Ugh.
And yet had filmed no scenes for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, so they're using like deleted scenes from other stuff they hadn't used. See, okay, so the last movie, I definitely, you know, people didn't like the way Luke was portrayed.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
And you know, I didn't have a huge problem with it, but some of the, like, the comedic elements, like him sucking blue milk from this alien's teat, I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
it feels like Empire Strikes Back. Yoda isn't without a little bit of comedic. He's a curmudgeonly, adorable little dude.
Yeah,
but that udder was little backpack. Real low.
Yeah, it was. It was. That was very low hanging.
Yeah, that was a low hanging udder. That was. If it was an udder. Maybe it's not been blue milk that he's been drinking.
Hey, man, you got to get your protein somehow. I mean, you saw where he was living. Well, I guess you get the fish.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Or whatever it was.
It was bizarre.
Did you ever watch any of the animated series for Star Wars? Do you do that deep, like the Clone Wars or the Rebels?
I've done some of that. When I was a kid, I read all the books that were considered canon.
At the time,
Yeah.
And they're called what now? Legends?
Yeah, and the big one was Heir to the Force. That was the one where I'm like getting like this universe that I was obsessed with. I mean, I love the Ewok movies. You're like,
yes.
That, like, this is fucking canon.
I bought that for my Boo Bear. I'm pointing to Todd.
Yeah.
For Christmas one here.
No, it's cute.
And I don't think you've still watched it, you fuck.
I saw one that came out. I mean, I haven't got one on VHS somewhere.
Yeah, you eat it.
And the Christmas special is a nightmare. That
B. Arthur kills that, though.
It's amazing. I'm just happy that it exists. I know that, like, I had friends that were diehard fans who was like, this is an abomination. How did they let this happen? But it's fun that, like, something so horrible can be...
Yes.
Builds around. It's not like horrible things and moments haven't happened in the Star Wars canon till now.
Mm-hmm.
The first prequel being the worst offender.
Well, like,
that was an abomination.
Yeah. Still got Darth Maul, who is dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That's the whole movie.
And the Duel of the Fates song or score that Williams did.
Yeah. I remember coming home from school and it was on TRL and you'd come home and be like, you know what the number one requested video this week is, or today is, John Williams hanging out conducting to, like, they showed some of the lightsaber battle.
Oh, wow.
So from fucking it. Badass.
Yeah. Yeah, that song is just to die for.
Wow.
Crushing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some of his best work, I think.
Well, and I think that's why I'm super excited for Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was anything to come, like, just to get all those in one spot, like, and actually, I would, you know what, when Avengers Endgame came out, didn't they say that they were offering money to people that if they watched every Marvel MCU movie in a row, and it was like 20 something plus, whatever it was, they were saying, hey, you know, if someone watches these consecutively, we'll give you $1,000. It wasn't here. It was some East Coast. They're like, hey, if you watch everything consecutively, we'll give you this. I would watch. Actually, all the Star Wars consecutively. Like,
yeah.
I would actually like to see episode 1.
In chronological
one.
Order?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. I think that would be fun. Like,
so you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not 4, 5, 6, 1, 2.
No,
3.
No.
You mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Does anybody like any of the prequels?
Okay. Like, we all kind of looked at each other there. I liked...
I got a Disney Plus for you.
I liked one. Oh, yeah, like this the... What do you mean prequel? Just
like... One, two, and three.
Yeah, yeah, one, okay, two, three. Yeah, yeah.
I liked one. I saw it with my dad. And I remember even like, when we came out of the theater, he even said, he was like, I don't know if I... He was like, that was cool, but that's not what I remember Star Wars. Like, he was so let down. He was like...
yeah, I like...
Cinemark Hollywood?
It was, it was at the Palace.
The Palace. Yeah, the Palace.
I forgot that, I had that on my wallet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's awesome. Was that for the first one?
Episode for, Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, nice. 99. I liked the first one. I know... I liked it when I first saw it. I saw it again, I'm like, this is kind of crappy. Yeah. But, I mean, my first impression was like, hey, that was cool to watch. Because it was just cool to watch. Mm-hmm. I remember my dad even saying, we were walking out, he's like, that was cool CGI, but that wasn't really Star Wars to me. I'm like, well, I don't know, man. And I was like, it was pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
There were, did they release all the reboots before that? No, the reboots, but the re-edits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Late
90s. I think it was...
Pretty close
for 2 years, like leading up to it.
So I really got into all the remakes. I was like, well, remakes, the remastered. I was into that, so I was super excited about it. Again, not being the huge Star Wars fan, and even I was like, this is okay.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it was like I wasn't offended by how so many people were. Yeah. I was just like,
I'm gonna interject real quick. Disney would make so much money if they released the unedited first trilogy.
Yes.
I mean, if you're wanting money, continue, Taylor. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. There's a highly copies of it was a professional editor that got the remastered ones, but painstakingly cuts out all of the extra George Lucas animation that like most Star Wars fans can't stand. It's like we should never have let him get his hands back on this.
Yeah.
And but it's all over the internet. You can download it. Yeah. All of the remastered. It looks beautiful, but they cut out all of his new...
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. All of his new bullshit.
Fucking Jabba slugging around. Like, I enjoy seeing the extra Han scene or whatever, but, like, oh, my God. It's just...
Yeah, because there is Jabba that he comes up to them, like, in front of the Millennium Falcon. Around. Yeah, he's snail trailing around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is Kevin Smith's... My favorite quote is, like, this is the worst idea since Greedo shooting first or something.
Yeah.
That was the whole inception for
so out of character for Han.
Yeah. Sorry, Taylor, I've cut you off like
twice. Oh, no, that was it. It was like I was done. So, but why would they make more money? Dude, I'm sorry.
So everybody wants – so George Lucas got a hold of, wanted to update stuff. He didn't
– Yeah, right.
He didn't like what, like a painter, whenever they finish, they're like – I'm not done. Like, I could do better. Like, I fucked up.
He had means to do what he wanted to do now.
He was like, now that technology is here, there were these other parts I want to put it in. And so right when you meet Han Solo, there's another bounty hunter that's after him from Jabba named Greedo. And so he sits down at the cantina with Han Solo, and it's kind of his introduction. And Han shoots first, and he was like, man, this makes Han look like such a shitty character. He just blows this guy away. So I'm going to go back through and have Greedo apparently try and shoot him first, and then he retaliates to save himself. But no, that told you everything you need to know about Han Solo at the beginning. It was essentially, is it Raiders of the Lost Ark where that one guy is doing all like the scimitar moves, and he's just like, he had a hurt back that day. He was like, fuck this. Let's just do the pistol and shoot some. It was kind of a cool nod in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to change that, went and added a whole bunch of other scenes that did other CGI stuff. And it's just, people were not were not super enthused, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have sought out the uncut or the pre-cut version
that
takes all the extra bullshit out. Okay,
so those don't even exist anymore?
Streaming-wise? There's no DVD that exists. I think there's VHS.
No shit.
So there's not like a remastered like 1080 version.
They need...
But there are 1080 versions of his...
Now I get it, yeah.
Redigitized, added scene.
Now
they need a theatrical cut with a shorter runtime.
That makes a lot more sense. Okay, now I get it. I was like... So what the hell are you talking about? So that makes sense. So would they never release a DVD of the original Star Wars?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He already fucked with it, and he was like, now it's coming out on DVD, and I've changed everything.
Got it. Now I got it. And that added 20 minutes to the podcast.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
No. I'm sorry. I did a poor job.
So. I'm done after this. I did like the first three prequels. There are parts I like. I would really like to see Topher Grace's, edited. He took all three prequels and edited them into, one cohesive, I think a three-hour movie. I'm like, that might be dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be amazing.
Yeah, because there was
all the good parts. Keep the pod race in there.
Yes,
and maybe just keep the pod race.
Did Christopher Lee have a first name for Count Dooku? I preferred the Darth Tyrannus name, but mm-hmm. does Count Dooku have a first name?
Yeah, Lloyd. That? It's Lloyd.
Lloyd Dooku.
I like.
And if
him.
Your name was Dooku, I would 100% go by my Sith name all the time.
Yeah,
I would taunt a person named Dooku with their name Dooku. Mm-hmm. It's Darth Tyrannus.
Real quick, Mandalorian. So trailer looks pretty boss.
Space Western, I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in.
He looks
I'm
dope as
super
fuck.
Super in.
Hopefully it has a little bit of a Firefly thing going on. Yeah. You know, basically like you're saying, like a Western, like spaghetti Western space.
I'm excited, but I'm gonna go off one more thing. When do you think they'll raise the fee for Disney Plus? Because I think they're going to kill it. I mean, because it's going to be for $6 mm-hmm. to get all those films a month, $7. They're going to make some money off that.
In a heartbeat. Dab-a-doo time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to be watching the fuck out of some DuckTales.
Yes.
So okay, I have no idea what the answer to this question is. I want to get Disney Plus. I've already got Hulu. I don't know if you have any idea or insight, but I've heard you can upgrade your Hulu maybe and pay the extra. I don't know, because Hulu's owned by Disney. Nobody? Okay.
I got nothing.
Cool.
Yeah,
nothing. I'm going to have to do some research and look into it.
But Amazon Prime, I upgrade within those apps.
Yeah.
And, this has nothing to do with anything. But to watch stuff from Showtime within that without actually getting Showtime.
Actually getting it,
But I'm guessing, and I just saw that Apple streaming just dropped their new show, they got new shows on there too.
Yeah, I know
that. But I think Disney Plus is going to be the thing to be. They're grabbing up everything.
No doubt.
I think even Indiana Jones is going to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've got it. So
DuckTales.
You're into The Mandalorian? And we kind of jumped over you.
I can't.
It's we totally just bypassed.
I can't wait. I think it looks great. I think that I watched some of The Lion King earlier, and I think Jon Favreau ducked out of The Lion King because he was excited about making The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
damn, that's a good point.
Oh,
that's good.
Lion King?
I mean, he. It's a completed movie. It doesn't really feel like anything other than Todd's review said. Yeah, it's just frame for frame the original movie. Mm-hmm. This is Etch-a-Sketch, but with the best animators on the planet. I don't know why you would spend your time. I don't know why you'd spend a year doing that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. I like the Firefly thing. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. Not serious. We're not going to make the mistake of trying to be serious about everything for 8 or 9 episodes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm interested about how, he seems so excited about the casting. I've seen one scene in the trailers with his helmet off.
Yeah.
Not that I need to hang out with him all the time.
Yeah. What's the actor's name?
It's
Is it all I can remember? All
I can remember is his name from Game of Thrones.
Hold on.
It's
He's the serpent dude, the dude with the spear. Yeah, because they just released a trailer with his actual voice.
Yeah, and having Werner Herzog in there as some sort of villain is a treat. The German director.
Huh.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah,
are they dropping them all episodes together? It seems like I would bet they would do one a month.
I think they're doing. I think they're doing one a week.
That's awesome.
Maybe the first two episodes drop together.
Ooh, yeah.
Also, I didn't realize. I don't think Jon Favreau really directed an episode.
Just a producer, showrunner, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I will be your champion.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will be your champion.
That was a great moment.
Yeah,
and we were talking about Hereditary. That moment in Game of Thrones is one of the most upsetting moments of my life.
Yeah.
When you're just this is the most unforgiving. I mean, it was downhill for that show after that moment, because that was peak Shakespeare. I'm gonna throw up. That's just so upsetting.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm having a ball. I'm just I'm gonna throw up. The world's this is the world is a horrible place.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your brains went all over the place.
Yeah.
And Tyrion, like everyone's favorite character, just like watches his life slipping through his fingers.
Yeah. Whoopsie-daisies.
Yeah, that was a real Princess Bride moment.
That's a real whoopsie-daisy moment.
Whoopsie. I just sent, some World of Warcraft trailer came out, and I sent a screenshot to these guys, because it has, at the end, like a whole bunch of like undead guys right in this frozen throne. I was like, fuck, this is how Game of Thrones should have ended.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed.
It's a big old battle.
We can't get into that right now.
Okay.
That's
sorry. We went from Mandalorian to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and that will send us into another 3-hour podcast.
So I have one adjacent thing, like Star Wars-esque, but Star Trek
Picard.
Season 2 Discovery comes out on the 5th, so I've already ordered it. You need to watch the first season.
Yes.
Is that the CBS All
it's
Access?
It's the CBS.
Yeah.
I will not pay for CBS, but I do want to see the Keegan-Michael Peele? Fuck. Or Jordan Peele. What, his Twilight Zone.
It's like Brooks and Dunn. Yeah. I can't keep straight.
Which one's which? I've watched a decent amount of his Twilight Zone.
What do you think?
Mostly disappointing.
Aww. Really?
Yeah.
Do you watch Black Mirror? I have not watched Black Mirror.
I have, yeah. I like Black Mirror a lot. Okay. I think that's better bang for your buck for the like take on mm-hmm. Outer Limits or Twilight Zone or... I had something. Oh, Picard. If you guys want, I think that my company is putting out the Picard wine.
Ooh.
So like
Chateau Picard.
Yeah. So Chateau Picard, and there's actually in Bordeaux there is a winemaking family called Picard, wow. Nice. And they are making like extra wine to release with the show. So if you guys wanted, we would get 4 bottles.
That's
all
awesome.
Of us take on a Captain Picard.
Let's get weird.
Yes.
Yeah. A Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc.
I like everything you just said.
No. And
and I'm trying not to kiss you on the mouth
Maybe watch the first episode.
Mm-hmm. And that episode is actually set to premiere the day before our son is due.
Oh. Are you going to buy CBS for Picard?
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So maybe we can do an episode like at the hospital.
That'd be fun.
Excuse me, we're going to set up some wine. And
have you thought about asking Joanna? Just wait.
And have you thought about changing your son's name to Picard? It's like, I mean,
this
that's...
is Jean-Luc.
Yeah. Jean-Luc.
Or, I mean, I like LeVar, too. That was on a short list of names.
Jordy,
you have a duty.
Also, just so it's, again, on stream, have you watched Dark on Netflix?
The German show? Yeah, my girlfriend's gotten into the second season. I've made it. I'm 8 episodes in.
Okay, and yes or no, do you like it? I'm trying to get them to watch it, and they hate me.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
true.
Did
you hear him?
No, I hated you before you started talking about that. But
smash your fucking face, my goodness.
Let the hate flow. I got so many things to watch, man. And
it's worth it. Put it on the list. I put it off for a minute.
So it's 2 seasons?
Only so 2 far, seasons. Yeah. Okay. I think it's only going to be 3. So the third one, I'm waiting to hear when it's coming out.
You got subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Oh, definitely do this. Definitely do the sub.
Yeah, do it in because it's just weird.
Yeah, when you do the English dub, it's nightmare.
No, I can't. I can't handle that. I will not do dubs. No.
All right, guys. I guess I'm done. I'm gonna go home.
Rolling on dubs. So this has been another Cinema Vino.
Hey, where can we find your stuff?
You can find all my reviews at moviereviews.us.
Yeah. Moviereviews.us.
Moviereviews.us.
Yeah.
Can I do the book plug?
Yeah.
Do you have a book coming out, or is there something that we can get?
The book plug? Sorry.
We used to have like a pasted sheet.
It's over there. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Raj.
That resulted in some good Travis gibberish on more than one podcast.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Fritos.
Go ahead and talk.
So I've got an ebook coming out in the next couple of weeks, which pairs wine and movies. So it's going to have all different genres, all like eras of filmmaking, and then all different kinds of wine. Including some stuff that you may not have be familiar with in the wine world. So some just off the beaten path stuff. So, now keep an eye out. Instagram, we got Cinema Vino Podcast, and at Tay Does Vino.
Yeah.
And Facebook is at Todd Wofford Movies.
And you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Somebody was telling me that our podcasts aren't in order or something on the Apple. Anyway.
Should be. We'll check it out.
We'll take a gander.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
We're big in continuity.
Some
here,
bloke.
So, yeah. So we'll look into that. Thanks again to Daniel for joining
us. Yes, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, guys. Yes.
Had a blast. Yeah, you've got to work on a sign-off, too. Just a random... Turn Around, Don't Drown, or Creepy in a Crime. Neither is D&D.
That's kind of just do like a engage.
Oh yeah.
Disengage.
Yeah.
Number one.
Hopping streams, rubbing sticks.
Meeting adjourned. Look who's talking three. Look who's talking three. Look who's talking two. Look who's talking two. Look who's talking one.
Okay. Look who's talking now.